Blog Talk Radio.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landon.
One, two.
It's recording through the microphone. Built-in input, built-in output. Oh, that's why. Okay.
The sound?
I have an extra one.
The wire.
Reno already Facebooked the link for Fresher Trash.
Well, good for him. Stop.
Yeah.
I have to stop.
Start the show. That's the stopping mechanism.
Right. No, it's not. I'll leap right through it.
Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Check. Talk. We are about to go on the air. We're about to go on the air.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Now that we've decided Oprah will be the next president, the floodgates are open for celebrity political campaigns. We would like to announce that our man, Rada, is throwing his hat in the ring to be the next governor of New York. He will be running as a one-issue candidate. And that issue? To make shrimp the official state bird of New York. Don't question it. And now, here is the Metal Injection live cast.
Vote Rada!
You got my vote.
I'd be a two-issue candidate. I'd do the shrimp and the pot legalization.
Is shrimp illegal anywhere?
Besides the Hasidic community?
Not shrimp,
yeah,
not
Hasidic
shrimp
community.
And pot legalization. I would make shrimp the national, what was it?
What if you make pot is legal, but only if you smoke it through a shrimp?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I don't believe you.
The shrimp?
What if we got, like, bong water infused with shrimp? Would you smoke that?
Ew.
That's even more disgusting.
Really? You wouldn't like that?
Bong water.
But it'll make your weed taste like shrimp. Wouldn't you like that?
No.
What if your pipe was shrimp-shaped?
I only want my shrimp to taste like shrimp.
What about ribs? Would you do like
shrimp-flavored ribs? No.
Honey-flavored barbecue bong water. Would you do that?
No, I don't want, because I wouldn't want to associate the honey barbecue smells with the bong water. Bong water is not a pleasant smell.
But if it's honey barbecue, then it becomes a pleasant smell. That's the point.
No, it will always be an unpleasant smell. So the honey barbecue will just slightly mask the unpleasantness.
You're too pessimistic.
And then when I have honey barbecue sauce outside of a bong context, it will just bring my mind back to the bong water flavor, and it will turn me off to the
Why
whole thing.
Why can't you be mentally stronger than that, Rob?
Because I'm weak.
That's true. Like, it's not that you're weak. I wasn't saying that. But that, like, smells are the biggest sense that brings you back to something, I think.
Yeah.
So, I had no idea you were so virulently anti-bong water.
I'm very pro bong water.
Smell.
A bong is my preferred method.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
But the water stinks. Like if I'm dumping the bong water, gotta rinse that sink for a few minutes just to make sure.
But isn't that after it's consumed? Like you don't smell it while it's in the thing. The point is.
Oh yeah, no, you don't.
So you'll taste all this delicious shrimp and rib taste while you're smoking.
I feel like it's something I would want. To be independent of this.
Have one of your metal injection interns just dump out the bong water for you.
Yeah.
That's all.
The barbecue bong water?
Yes. You have to deal with the smell. Right?
That's fair. All right. Just try it. What do you lose?
Do it.
I'm convinced. If you want to apply to be a metal injection intern, give us a call. 646-929-1357. No, wait.
That's not our number anymore.
Wow, how did you remember that?
It's
weird.
It's just in my, like...
It's in your long-term memory, and you just remembered it.
Honestly,
your short-term memory
Exactly. I was, like, coasting on the plug because I was trying to get something queued up. And then I'm like, wait a minute. The number is actually 213-943-3688. 213 Wide Nuts. Later on in the show, we're going to have two members of Rivers of Nile, brutal death metal band, sitting in, getting some exclusive. Can we get the breaking news thing? We're going to get some exclusive info on their brand new album. They haven't even announced the title yet. We're going to be playing a snippet of music on the show.
Do we
it's
get
going
to name
be huge.
The album? What's that? Do we get to name the album?
The album is already named.
But if it has a
breaking news,
we'll change it.
Rivers of Nile to announce their album later on in the show.
Wait,
but
is that
confirmed?
Is that confirmed, Rob?
Well, I don't know if they're going to announce the album title. But
we're hoping to like sweeten them up.
We're definitely going to get
comfortable enough that we can extract that from them.
We're going to get the first. We're going to get the first taste of new music heard anywhere, world exclusive.
And we get to name a new album, which is, I think, really cool of them to let us do that.
That was nice of them.
Sure, so keep thinking that.
And
it's going to be called Shlomo Dick Fart. They may want to rethink that.
I don't know. It works for us.
Can you imagine if they put out an album called Shlomo Choina?
Bands have had weirder album titles than that. But then the album cover would have to be that photo we posted the other day of the little clown kid sitting in a room full of rabbis.
Oh, we were having such a lively discussion about that right before the show started.
We actually sang a song about it.
Well,
yes, photo.
I would like to introduce everyone, of course. Oh. To my left, I have my delicate Darren Delgado.
Very fancy of you.
And then I have Supervisor Sydney.
All right.
Wow,
I'll
good one.
I like it.
And then non-issue Noah.
Huh.
Wow. That was the first thing I got.
That makes me
what's
seem
an,
the least interesting.
What's an N, a position that starts with an N? I couldn't
Nolo.
Oh.
Navigator?
Oh, I like Navigator.
The Navigator. Noah is the Navigator of the live cast.
Navigatrix?
No, let's Navigatrix.
That's a good one. Navigatrix.
Oh.
Sure.
No, Navigatrix. Maybe that's your wrestling name.
I was going to say, yes, maybe that's my wrestler name.
And then are you would you come out like, you know,
with
all
a compass?
Pleather, but
like a
pleather,
sailor.
Pleather sailor. Part
oh,
dominatrix,
I mean,
part.
A navigator doesn't have to be a sailor, does it?
But the tricks, the dominatrix suffix, navigatrix.
Right, but it could like.
So you're
going to
take more of the
navigator. Can I be a truck driver?
You could be whatever you want. This is your character.
Okay.
Sounds like you don't have a good grasp on it, though.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it. 213 Wide Nut. If you got tips for Noah on what her character should be like.
I mean, you like all this like kind of foreign like Scandinavian music, right? What about Nordic Noah?
Oh,
you got the blonde hair.
Yeah, I'm like super blonde now.
Nordic Norwegian Noah.
Yeah, but that's false, though, because I'm not Norwegian.
Nightwish Noah?
Nordic.
Naglfar Noah?
Nurgle Noah.
Nurgle Noah?
Nurgle Noah! Nurgle Noah! Nurgle Noah! Nurgle Noah.
Rob, just save those for the weeks to come. You have a full list of N words.
Oh, there's one N word that is definitely not on my list.
What is it? Nefarious. I don't like that word.
You've used.
Well, that's why it's off the list now.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, so we have Rivers of Nile coming up. We got a ton of stuff. We're going to talk to them about some metal news. I'm excited to get their takes on certain things, certain stories that happen in the world. And I want to talk about the big news of the week. Well, there's a lot of big news, but the biggest story I feel is that the rape and kidnapping charges against Decapitated have been dismissed.
Yeah, take that, Rob. You were so convinced they were guilty.
Yeah, Rob.
Right out of the box.
That's not true.
Well, hold on. There's more to the story.
You know, you should read past the headline.
And also, I'm kidding. It was me that was completely convinced. You were taking a 50-50 approach.
Yeah, I'm not convinced they did it or they didn't do it. And I wanted to talk about this because people saw the headline and, you know, the news was once the charges got dropped. And so what happened was the charges got dismissed without prejudice, which means that, you know, the case isn't closed. If there happens to be new evidence or something, they could be prosecuted again. Man, Decapitated. And the motion cites the well-being of the victim and in the interest of justice as the reason for the dismissal. And, you know, basically what it is that the person who made the claims, she wasn't willing to testify. And because
she probably knew she would get, like, hate from all the fans and it would make her life even worse.
Exactly. Well, I mean, sure.
That, and if you notice, that statement still calls her the victim, not the accuser. So they're guilty.
Well, I mean, it's from the perspective of the prosecutor.
But even still, if he's dropping the charges but still referring to it as a victim, that's...
Well, that's the thing.
There's meaning behind that.
You know, for the meninists of the internet, this was like immediately like free reign to slut shame. And I saw a lot of like, where are the SJWs now? Claiming to blah, blah, blah. You know, why are they so silent now that this bitch has been proven a liar? And it's like, slow your roll, buddy.
Yeah.
Nobody, I mean, that's a very extreme take, but I've seen even worse takes than that. Nobody has been deemed innocent by any legal body.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Decapitated this. I'm just, I want to put it out there that legally, there has been no decision if they did or did not do this.
Yeah.
Now, there has been the defense lawyer has said that her story is shoddy, that even the first police officer who took the report said it didn't seem believable, but also, like, who is he to say?
Yeah.
But the other side of it is, though, that, like what you said, that the reason that the charges got dismissed is she just didn't want to deal with being slut-shamed, and clearly this is a very big case, so she would have been in the public eye. There would have been, you know, photos of her that got out or something that got out about, and she just didn't want to.
Yeah.
And look, let's going under the assumption that she was actually raped, you know, you wouldn't want to deal with that shit,
right?
Yeah. Right? And so many of these, and this is a very common occurrence when rape charges are brought forth, that the victim does not want to testify, and the charges are dropped.
Because their house might burn down, like Roy Moore's a victim.
Yeah.
And again, look, there's certainly evidence to show that maybe she was lying. We just don't know.
Right.
So to take the point I'm trying to make here is to take a stance one way or the other would be incorrect.
I agree with you, but I also think the fact that I think a lot of these people like just are waiting for something to let the dam burst so that they can go, fucking SJWs, man, fucking SJWs. See? Like they're just waiting for any tidbit of news.
Agreed. So that's what really irks me about this. Not that they're necessarily wrong in this instance, but like the outrage just has to burst through the wall at any given moment.
And it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy because they harass the victim online to the point that the victim
right.
doesn't want to proceed with the trial, and then they claim that as a victory, as if it's anything besides them forcing that on.
Justice.
Yeah, it's just the worst.
We got a call from Eggers.
Oh.
Eggers, do you have a point of view on this decapitated conversation?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Eggers.
Oh, wow. Hey, it's been a while since I called in, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't going to call in to talk about that, but actually, I was at the show, like, not where this instance had happened, but, like, I believe it was, Utah, and they were arrested the day afterwards.
Uh-huh.
It was, it's been sort of weird, following this whole thing, and I bought a shirt from that tour because I'm a fan of Decapitated, and I haven't worn it since because, I don't know, for some reason it feels like it's almost something that would,
It feels weird to endorse them at the moment.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah, it would be weird to endorse them at the moment. It would almost seem like that, like...
You're endorsing the rape incident.
Yeah, or I'm, like, challenging it just in concept. Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's completely reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an irrational thing. And,
I had a Louis C.K. poster in my living room. I took it down. I didn't throw it out, but I did take it down.
At the behest of your wife? Or
We sort of mutually... thought, yeah, we should probably.
Can you can you watch his specials and laugh at them now, or is it a problem?
Well, I haven't rewatched one of his specials in a while.
Or anything,
so.
The show, anything?
If he put out new stuff, I would watch it. But
I
don't know that I'm
him.
Necessarily going to like run to go back into the archives anytime
soon. Oh, I'd really love to see him do the show now. I
oh, yeah,
see what
he will
say.
Eventually, and it will be very interesting.
I
it's going to be a few years.
Yeah.
I actually
it'll be very
think
successful.
That there may be a thing about that where... especially how that Louis C.K. has so many jokes about masturbating. I think it would just may be uncomfortable when, like, not to take a side on Decapitated. I don't necessarily, like, unlike other death metal bands, they don't necessarily have, like, music that, like, rape is a fronted theme of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they do it in real life. They don't need to sing about it.
Yeah, they do it in real life, so they don't need to do it.
But
they have to live out fantasy.
We don't know this.
Death metal.
This hasn't been proven.
But Louis was jerking off in real life in front of women, and he still joked about it.
But he's
that's because he couldn't jack off in front of an audience.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe that's
and he just played. And also, he was just so into every facet of jacking off. In front of women, without women in the room,
on the phone,
you know, via video conference, I'm sure. Oh,
maybe the next step would have been in front of the audience if he had never.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his comeback special.
That was his next special.
CUM comeback. But anyway,
Louis C.K. had a problem with relaxing too much.
I could relate. I had a problem with it too.
You could relate.
Did you have a problem?
I mean,
with
you weren't relaxing
you too,
in front of like women who didn't want to watch you.
No, I never harassed it. I never masturbated in front of anybody without their consent.
Yeah.
Other than on Chatterbait.
What?
Well, anyway, Eggers, why did you call in today? What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I just decided to call in after a long time. I think Lick is...
Okay, so I guess we can talk about Rob's masturbatory...
Well, we don't have to. That was as much as I'd rather.
I think we've talked about it plenty of times on the show.
Well, on this Decapitated thing, there is a bit of a live cast nugget of humor.
Oh.
In the post, somebody wrote...
In the comments?
In the comments for this Decapitated post, which was very active. Somebody wrote, "Thanks for the update, Libcunt Paspani." And of course, if you've been a fan of the live cast, you would know that that is one of my all-time favorite commenters. I believe it was on, what was the post? Was it an Amura post or a Phil Anselmo post?
That guy used to, Libcunt guy used to just follow you around and come up on everything.
Yeah.
Well, the username was Robert Pazboni is a Libcunt. And so this guy was making a reference to that. And the best thing happened, people who visit the website, but don't listen to the show.
So good.
Responded. One person responds, "Well, yeah, I'm pretty happy we got an update. I'm not a fan of Rob either. But what's your problem?"
There you go. Defended you.
He's not a fan of me.
He's not.
But he defended me.
Take what you can get. Jesus.
He's horrible, but to call him liberal, that's just too far.
You're the cunt.
Yeah.
Not a liberal.
Yeah.
That's an interesting defense.
And then another person goes, at least Metal Injection posted the story. What does that mean? Like a liberal publication wouldn't post the story? Like, what does he mean at least?
I think it means, is there more to that?
Yes.
Go ahead, read the
still,
whole thing.
Though, lib?
That's it.
Yeah, Rob Pozzebonny is an alt cunt.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far.
That's a boring ass liberal / conservative shit. It's easy to spot the dipshits now. Just look for unoriginal pre-programmed trigger words like lib cunt.
Okay, what I.
Well, that's fair.
What I think they were saying is that, okay, you printed this evil, false rape story, but at least. When it came out it was quote unquote reversed, you were honest enough to post the quote unquote retraction, none of which it actually is.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It's like, no, I'm just reporting the story.
Right. Which and you weren't taking a position in the first one, I thought. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, so that was the decapitated thing. I just needed to get that. So, you know, if you're out there cheering that they're free, they're innocent.
Yeah, free.
They're not innocent. Right. They're not legally innocent.
Are they still together as a band? Are they going to tour the States again?
There's been no. They've just put out a comment that they're glad that, you know, the charges have been dropped. But here's the thing. I think there's going to be a big problem with them getting visas cleared the next time their visas come up. Poland.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And also, it still like kind of hurts the whole decapitated name, no matter what.
And
the
brand has been tarnished.
Change the name
one way or the other.
Being called decapitated didn't hurt the brand in the first place.
Well,
one thing I would say that it didn't hurt the band as much as the bus that killed their two. Oh no, killed one member and disabled their singer.
Aww.
Wait, are you talking about Metallica?
No, that happened to Decapitated.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Before they did that busting because they wanted the success that Metallica got after killing Cliff.
Which member of Metallica is disabled?
Lars?
Lars.
Yeah.
We want to be.
Have you heard his drumming? He might as well be disabled.
But he was like that before the bus accident. There's documented evidence.
Oh, boy.
I keep trying to picture this meeting somewhere in Poland. Like, we want to have Metallica-level success. What do we do? Okay, we got to make slightly more radio-friendly music. No, fuck that. Let's get in a bus accident.
That's the quickest way. We have a bus. Let's just do it. There's lots of clips in Poland.
Does Dave Mustaine have any more dogs that we can find? Dave Mustaine's dogs and let's start peppering them with kicks.
Well, too late for that if they can't get a visa back to the States.
I want to say one other thing, though. If, you know, the band goes back to Poland now, they, you know, try to chill for a little bit. If members of the band start leaving, doubt, or replaced,
or fall out of a bus,
I think it's safe to say something happened. Something happened on that bus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Speculation.
That's total speculation. I'm just saying something to look out for in their future. Like, how will they act in the future?
I mean, do you, like, with your credentials,
mm-hmm.
Robert Pozzebonny, do you think that maybe they should just like lay the name to rest and just like rebrand or like start?
You mean with my expertise in my expert opinion?
Yeah, of course.
As a media mogul?
As an esteemed journalist, metal personality.
Robert Pozzebonny, LC.
I don't think.
Wait, LC for LibCon?
Yes.
Actually, LLC. Lovely LibCon.
No, I don't think they need to rebrand. I think if they truly believe they're innocent, no, they don't need to rebrand. And they've already built a brand for, you know, 20 years.
But here's the thing. If they do not rebrand and they are, in fact, innocent, the only people that are going to feel confident to go to those shows are people that are cool with rape. And if they are not actually rapists, then they probably don't want an audience full of rape-friendly people. So if you rebrand, at least you're saying, all right, we want to distance ourselves from this thing and from anybody who might be okay with this thing.
But why would rebranding change that?
And why would people think they're rapists if they're cleared? Like, if it does, we're talking in the hypothetical world where they're cleared. And they didn't do it.
Well, Michael Jackson was cleared of raping little kids. We all still think he raped little kids. That stuff.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson
away.
Was a much bigger artist than decapitated.
But,
dream of.
Yeah, sure. But the decapitated fans know.
Not to go off on a tangent, I don't know if I believe that Michael Jackson raped
or
kids.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, I think, is
yeah.
I think probably
Mike
it.
Tyson. Oh, he did actually go to jail.
Wait,
Mike
Kobe
Tyson
Bryant
admitted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not kids.
You know, Kobe
he
raped
the
chair.
Well, he was accused of raping her, and then she was, I think he bought her off, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Had a settlement. He never did jail time.
No.
I think. I don't want to give the, we're talking to thousands of people here, so I don't want to give the wrong information, but I think that's what happened.
I believe that's what
happened. Yeah. But that stuff stays with you. You can't, like, shake that kind of stuff, whether you get away with it or not.
Is Kobe Bryant's career ruined?
No, yeah, that does bother me that he's completely skated on that for some reason. But even still, it's always a footnote. Especially, like, Kobe Bryant's famous for 5 million fucking things. So that sort of gets lost in the shuffle. Decapitated, it's not like there's a million other entries in their Wikipedia page. That's always going to be the biggest thing.
Can I just read a quick joke from the chat
about
a moment in history? Another famous bus accident, Rob asking Noah out. Frank for Luigi.
Wow. That one cuts
deep. No problem, Noah.
That is a deep cut.
Oh, wait. Is that you at home? Is that you ever? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, very nice. You should have just said that on the air.
Multitask.
I wasn't the only one. Someone else was talking about it. Loser always loses.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. I was talking to Marina, who is our friend and listens to the show. And, you know, we were just talking because we're both single. We were talking about dating. And she's, you know, we were just having a conversation like, which one of our friends would we date? Because we're like, you know, our pool is very
desperate.
Small. No, not desperate. We just like can't meet like normal guys. So then we were talking about Rob. And I was like, no, well, that are, you know, like that already happened. And
not that desperate.
But I was like remembering the story. And I was like, yeah, we were coming back from the movies and we were on the B-82 bus on Kings Highway. I remember exactly like it happened between East 18th and East 19th. Like I remember it like so vividly.
PTSD.
Come on, guys.
Right past Highway Bagels and you said it.
Yeah, exactly. It was exactly that block.
I guess.
Primetime Billiards, was that still there? Or was it the
That's gone.
It's gone now.
But then.
See, I remember was I was supposed to get out at the train station stop, which was two blocks before. But
I
stayed.
19th.
Right, and I wanted to get this out.
Oh, God.
And my plan was to get it out before having to get off the bus, because like, if you said
like,
no, well,
what?
I'm out of there.
No, not that. Not get that out.
Are you a fan of Louis C.K.?
Yes, seriously. He's wearing his Pootie Tang hoodie.
When you proposed this to Noah, did you do the Austin Powers, the gold?
Oh, he probably
It was after we went to see that movie. Was it? When we went with that guy, Austin, he dressed up with...
Sean.
We used to call him Austin.
Oh, because of that.
He loved Austin. And he dressed up with, like, the velvet tuxedo and the pirate shirt.
To just like a regular afternoon screening of the movie.
Yeah, and like Kings Highway movie theater.
It wasn't even the premiere.
Yeah.
No,
it
was the premiere. It
was
like
the premiere.
It was the first day of it.
Yeah.
It was like the first screening because
we
were kids.
Yeah, we got
tickets. We weren't allowed to be out late.
Well, we went right after school too. It was just like.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Before you did your homework.
It was a Friday.
No. Oh, okay.
This is the second Austin Powers because he already knew all the memes and everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is that, 1999?
Ish.
Is that when it came out? I think so. I know the first one is 97.
Yeah, it had to be 99. Yeah. Late 99, early 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I was older, because I told Marina I was 15, but I guess I was.
Oh.
I met you when I was 15.
Yeah.
So I guess it was when we were seniors in high school.
We go way back, folks.
So did Marina say she would date me?
Was it The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Yeah, that's the second one.
1999, yeah.
Oh, so it must have come out in like the spring of 99. Because I remember like we were wearing light clothing.
But it was before I even knew any of you.
June. It was summer.
It was June, yeah.
I didn't know you guys either yet at that point, right? You were not
we met
in
college.
No, we were in high school.
Rob and Noah knew each other first. I met Rob later and Noah later than that.
I met Darren at Pips Comedy Club.
Seen Rob perform. Yeah, 2001.
I am the connector.
Yeah. And Sid, I don't remember the first day I met
Sid. It was at the radio station, probably.
It was. I just don't remember our interaction at first. No. But you always used to like make such like snide remarks.
Yeah, I was the music director. I had to be an asshole to everybody. Yeah.
I met Sid before he was the music director. When someone
true?
Else was. Who? Chris.
Chris, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Eggers, we'll let you go.
Wait, didn't he want to ask us something?
No, he just wanted to chime in.
Got nothing.
Job.
I do have one question.
Oh, okay.
How many?
Like, it's sort of...
No, what is it?
Speaking of that, like, I think it's even on an old episode where you guys show up your old college radio show, but who's the guy that always got pissed off that you were making fun of Pantera and calling him gay?
Oh, Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
By the way, Bernie is now a school teacher.
School teacher,
oh, wow.
Has twins.
Yep.
He's like a total adult. It's wild. It's totally one of those things where it was like, I remember when you were doing the stupidest shit. And now you're like looking after two
kids.
Yeah.
Play more Pantera!
It was a pretty great guy.
He was mad at me.
Do you remember any highlight stories?
Of Bernie?
Yeah.
I don't think did I ever meet him in person, or did I just call into your show with that Phil Anselmo rumor and he got mad at me?
Oh, he was very upset.
It was like a Marianne from Brooklyn thing. I was over the phone saying antagonistic things and getting cursed at.
Gotcha.
Because I had heard from coworkers at the record store that I worked at that Phil Anselmo was into dudes. This guy was not hearing it. It transpired upon the stage.
Yeah.
But no, we don't really. I maybe talk to him like once a year, or like on Facebook. I see Darren. You get into like political arguments.
Oh
yeah. Well, no, I'll just comment on one thing and that I disagree with. Kind of politely discuss.
Yeah, yeah. It's not hostile.
Yeah.
Politely discuss whether or not you believe Phil Anselmo is gay or not.
That's a given.
You should just bring that back anytime he says something you don't like. But whatever we feel about this issue, remember Phil Anselmo sucks dick.
At least bi. He's at least bi.
Probably.
In that sound clip, Phil Anselmo is saying, I'm gay.
I think you're right.
A gay.
You sure?
Yeah.
But we cut
off
the
southern accent.
No,
because he was talking about...
A gay...
He's like, whether you're black,
whether you're a gay,
like Phil Anselmo.
That was the context of the clip.
I love everybody, man. I love everybody, even if you're a gay.
Okay. A guy.
I don't love that guy. Fuck him.
My God.
virtue signal.
His solo band's putting out a.
Bernie's or oh. You mean Phil?
Phil is putting out an album with a solo band.
Mm.
And it's like Mental Illness is a Virtue or something.
What's the name
of
the album?
Yeah, and I think all of it is about, quote-unquote, SJW.
Are there any songs about bears and twinks on this album?
There is something weird, like I'm Into Otters is one of the...
What? That's the name of the song?
Yeah. No,
is that
he on mushrooms?
An otter. An otter is a a thin bear.
It's an in between.
It's a twink bear. Is that what you say?
A thin bear.
Like a
not fat bear.
A combination.
Actually,
of,
it's
like a hairy.
I heard it's kind of like a not fat but like dad bod bear.
You heard, huh? Where'd you hear this?
Oh,
we're not judging.
Did you hear this at the Otter Bar? No, not judging at all.
My nickname's Otter Pops.
Nice.
The album is Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should suggest that to Rivers of Nile. Maybe they get their album out quicker and they could use that title instead.
Yeah, what if like he forgot to copyright it?
Darren, would you mind reading? You know, someone asked him about the media. I'll send you the link, Darren.
Okay.
And I wanna read this. The third paragraph of this post is where you could start it, Darren.
Is it really long? Because it hurts my voice a lot.
Just that.
When
and
people
maybe,
is that the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When people throw around the word racist, I don't take that lightly. That's not a word that should be tossed around.
That is a neither is white power, by the
way.
Yeah. You don't mind tossing that around. That is a hard hitting implication and a motherfucking albatross to throw around someone's neck. Or more.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some of the bloggers here. Hold on.
Oh God.
This shit is long. God help me.
You want some honey?
Some honey and seltzer. No. These bloggers that write for these websites. Find this false strength when they write and attempt to tear down, and not just me, some of the architects that their entire platform is built on.
Pause. Just to parse this, he's saying, like, we the bloggers, we make our money by tearing down metal legends because, like, we make up these stories about metal legends acting like dipshits.
Yes, like when you made up him being on stage and giving a white power. Oh, no, wait. He did that.
And there was a video of it.
If you, like, go up a little, this paragraph, he talks about clickbait titles.
No, that's down here, I think. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, it's in both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and these sites all have these clickbait titles on scandal and outrage. And this freedom to write not only falsities, but also to make accusations and implications of some of the worst kind ever. I'll shoot straight and I don't give a fuck.
Except when you give a white power salute and then spend the next 6 months apologizing and saying that you didn't really mean it. So you do give a fuck.
Yeah.
My headline was video of Phil Anselmo giving Nazi salute and shouting white power at Dime Bash surfaces, semicolon, claims it was a joke.
Yeah, you
so
put his
clickbait.
Side in.
Yeah.
It is clickbait, but you know what? It's correct. If it's correct, that's his fault.
Well, why is it clickbait? It's
not,
the news.
All right, but click meaning people are going to click it because it's kind of surprising.
For me, clickbait would mean it's like a misleading title.
Oh, is that? You think the misleading
You'll never believe
in...
what Phil Anselmo did.
Yeah, right, like that, not even. I very vividly described what is going on in this video, what his take on it is.
So we're in semantics then, because I don't think clickbait is necessarily salacious. Mm-hmm. It could be good clickbait or it could be bullshit clickbait. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I.
So for you, clickbait is just something that's clickable. For me, it's more of a pejorative.
Well, I think the way like people like Phil Anselmo use it is the pejorative.
Oh, I definitely agree. He's pissed off about clickbait. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you put a headline that you think is interesting and you want people to click on it, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But Rob thinks that's every headline he writes. So
how dare you? Well, there. Can you read this other thing he said about clickbait? These are some of the most visible.
Well, actually, there's a good part before that.
Okay. And this pious opinionated moralism, and they get away with damn near slander and hide behind fake names. These are some of the most visited websites, and I think it's on that grand chance that there's going.
He sounds like Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, grand chance, I do declare. I guess the fake names is probably our good friends Axel Rosenberg and Vincent Neil. That there's going to be a clickbaity title. And some of these titles end up being a true story. But the ones that are just knee-jerk reaction pieces that are written up callously and with malice attached. And to quote my own lyrics, without a passing nod to the face, to face the intended target.
Oh, dear God. Yes, that's about all the interesting parts of this.
So Phil Anselmo needs to check his privilege. And not the fact that he's white. It's the fact that he's being taken down by news articles, not with a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. There, but for the grace of God, goes Phil. He also did a whole part here about another bullshit about I grew up in New Orleans, I had black friends, and I was poor, and blah, blah, blah. So that means you can go on stage and see Heil, right?
Well, I guess he's saying that's why I'm not racist. And like going, like with his point of view, he's like, that part was a joke. Mm-hmm.
And he says, I wouldn't want these weakling pussies fighting. Oh, I'm sorry. They wouldn't want these weakling pussies fighting for them. Like the SJWs don't need your help. He's saying, like poor and black people don't need your help and Jews.
Oh.
To protect them. Here, let me just read it.
I don't think they're trying to protect anyone. I think they're just trying to call out someone for being an asshole.
I agree, but yeah, I feel they will do anything to like kind of shit on standing up for people's marginalization.
Yeah.
I've seen the marginalized my entire life, and they wouldn't want these weakling pussies fighting for them. What you mean? So like nobody who stands up for the poor is poor and black? Also, so you're saying. Hey, you shouldn't speak for these people. Meanwhile, you're speaking for these people?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But I know them. You don't.
I knew them 40 years ago.
And by the way, Robert Pezvani is Jewish. You're 100% Jewish, and you're reacting to a white power signal on a stage.
Yeah.
So don't you have like a right to be upset by that?
And also, I did not express...
Right.
Anything I'm saying.
But even if you did want to.
To be fair, Axel Rosenberg, who is Jewish, did call him racist. I think that's kind of what, like, there was an article that, like, we need to stop forgiving Phil Anselmo's racism.
So isn't he speaking for himself when he says that?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think white power was against?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of groups, but mainly Jews. Once you get the hardcore wing, left and right become the same bird. Okay, so he's Trump now.
Yeah,
then alt-right are the same thing.
On both
thing.
Sides.
Right, because Medicare for all and free college and raising the minimum wage, the same as killing abortion and AK-47s for everybody.
Yeah.
And giving the keys to the treasury to Wall Street investment firms.
And
sure.
Kicking all brown people out of the country.
Yeah, all the same. It's like looking in a mirror. All the same thing. So, yeah, we kind of mine this got all the gold out of this mine, I think.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's enough. We don't have, you know.
When is he sitting in on the podcast next?
I welcome him.
I would love it. I don't think he would.
We had him on the show once on the phone.
Yeah.
It's before all this happened, though.
All right, Eggers, we're going to let you go.
Yeah. See you guys later.
Otherwise, we have to start putting you on payroll for being co-host.
And that will not transpire upon you. I have a popcorn and chips food coma right now.
Cool. You really were packing that shit away.
And momentarily, we're going to have Rivers of Nile sitting in on the show. That should be wonderful.
You're going to play Trasher Thrasher with them.
In the studio, not on the phone.
They're going to be in the studio.
Not on Skype.
Not on Skype, on our laps.
In our laps, yes.
Yeah,
well, there's only
much.
There's four laps and two guys coming in, so how do we do this?
They'll take turns.
Oh, okay.
At the half-hour mark, we'll switch.
Cool.
You can play musical chairs, but it'll be them sitting on our laps.
Musical laps.
There you go.
Musicians in chairs.
Oh, I love it. Musicians in laps.
Well, we're talking about people that have called into the show, and Phil Anselmo has called into the show. Another person calling into the show, Fred Durst, in the news. That's right. We had Limp Bizkit on the show. Got to look in the archives. That was one funny, awkward
him
interview.
Him and Wes Borland?
Yeah, him and Wes, we had.
Extremely awkward. Probably the most awkward, other than maybe Chris Jericho. It was the most awkward one.
That Jericho one was pretty awkward, but thankfully
Pariah.
The scared circle.
Yeah,
pit.
I was about to say, but like nobody remembers them. So
yeah,
it barely counts.
Well, this Durst one, he actually responded to a tweet by Donald Trump, and I just want to mention one quick thing. Donald Trump had one of his most memorable tweets this week, and that's really saying something because the man has been, you know,
it's all he's good at.
And so tweeting. I'm trying to find it, but
while you look for it, Eggers in the chat, Rob Pezvani is a Limp Bizkit.
I like it.
Take.
So I guess Fire. So. It, you know, there's this book coming out. That's a lot of gossip about the White House, and
it's out.
It's out, and
Fire and Fury, right?
Yeah, and it calls into question Trump's mental stability. And so Trump tweeted, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart. Crooked Hillary Clinton also plays these cards very hard. And as everyone knows, went down in flames. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. Not true. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that. Which
I thought you were talking about the tweet where he referred to his presidency as consensual.
Oh, no.
Did you catch that one? He meant to say consequential, I think. He was like quoting an article in the Times or something, but he, instead of writing consequential, he wrote that his presidency was one of the most consensual.
So at least consensual.
Yeah, on every level.
I'm like, really smart? I couldn't get over that. Like your tweet. Why do
he
you have
tweets
to,
like he
this,
talks?
This is the second time he said he's like really smart. Uh-huh. He said it in an interview too. I remember right after he won.
Yeah.
Just he's even admitting he doesn't believe it. He doesn't want to say he's really smart. Like everything is the biggest, the greatest, the most fantastic, the most fabulous.
He's not the smartest.
But not he's not the smartest.
That's him being humble.
He's so humble.
Yeah.
Humble. Well, anyway, so he tweeted about Stephen Miller, who is like my favorite deep cut of
the
Trump
the
presidency, because it's like anytime this guy is on TV, it's guaranteed to be a shit show. And what a shit show he was earlier this week. But anyway, so right after his shit show, he was on CNN interviewed by Jake Tapper. Trump tweeted about how Jake Tapper got destroyed in an interview by Stephen Miller.
You know what actually happened is that we didn't see on TV is that Stephen Miller got like escorted out of the building.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to leave, and he was like, "How could you do this?" There was actually a transcript of what happened like right after they got off the air, and Tapper was like, "This is why they don't let you on the air, like because you do this. Like, why are you? I gave you an opportunity, and you just attacked me." And then he got escorted out anyway. So then, of course, Trump, as the heel, the best heel in the business, goes like that. Stephen Miller just destroyed him, and then he wrote, "Watch the hatred and unfairness of the CNN flunky." And then Fred Durst couldn't have it anymore.
Oh, is he the resistance hero now?
So he goes, "Please, sir, just stop this manipulation and raise the bar."
No, that's a very bad. I can't. I'm going to stop. Please,
that
sir.
That wasn't that bad, honestly.
Yeah.
That was kind of.
You have this wonderful opportunity.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to keep doing that.
You have this wonderful opportunity to make our world better.
I mean, it was accurate. I just don't want to hear more of it. Because I hate him.
"Please, sir, just stop this manipulation and raise the bar." It's like, what is giving you an indication that he's going to raise the bar at any point in the past year?
Or that he would listen to fucking Fred Durst.
Yeah,
that's true. You have this wonderful opportunity to make our world better. We unmistakably need a role model and leader for the now and the future. This isn't the way.
So passionate. I'm just tired of this like cottage industry of like burning Trump in tweet replies.
Well,
Keith Olbermann, like, "Sir, this shall not stand." You know, you're fucking like, you're just going to his level. Like,
it's really funny to see. I follow Carl Reiner, who is a fucking like 95-year-old,
right?
Like, on his way, but he always has those kind of tweets like, "Sir, the American people will not stand for your
typos are so undignified."
It's like, relax, Carl Reiner.
We get it. Like, it's not that it's wrong.
We agree.
Like,
every tweet might be his last. You leave Carl Reiner alone.
I love Carl Reiner's a treasure, and I still follow him in spite of his.
He's allowed. He's 95.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is just learning how to use technology.
Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's screaming.
He knows. Well, also, the same thing happened with this Oprah speech. Oprah gave a speech at the Golden Globe.
The speech was good.
It was a great speech. Wonderful. Like, she's a public speaker. Of course she's going to give a great speech. But then one speech and everyone's like, "Oh, Oprah should run for president."
Fuck,
they're not saying should. They're saying will.
I've seen should, too.
No, I've seen a lot of should. Like, "We want Oprah for president." And it's like, you're complaining about a celebrity running. Like, she has no political experience. Why would you want? I mean, I think they're saying we want Oprah because she would definitely be Trump,
right?
Which I don't even think that is a guarantee either.
I think that.
Yeah, I think definitely she would lose to him.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't know that
win
she would
or lose.
Win
it's like she's like, not that much different than Trump. Like, okay, obviously on social issues they differ. But
how do we know? We don't know anything she's for at all. Like, how do we know?
Right, and a bunch of people have made this point online. Like,
she's a socialist. She gives people free
Barack
stuff
Obama,
all the time.
So we know she
supported Barack Obama, but also she gave this world Dr. Phil,
Dr.
Oz,
Jenny McCarthy on her show. Deepak Chopra. She did a whole series of like pro Iraq war segments when that was going on.
Really? Well, she seems completely qualified based on all that.
Yeah, she's qualified to be another shitty president.
She pushed that book, The Secret.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That might be the worst of it. Well, the Iraq war is worse. But everything else, that's the worst thing.
So it's like, chill. Like, Oprah had the right idea.
Can I just say what the secret is, by the way? The secret is, if you believe in something or you want something, think of it really hard.
Yeah.
And
you really believe it's to make
Trust
something happen.
A billionaire.
You really have to. Well, here's the thing. It's like, yes, to achieve a goal, you really do have to believe something. But it doesn't end there. You actually have to put in the work, and it has to be a realistic thing, you know, like I can relate to that. You know, like, I really wanted Metal Injection to be my full-time job. That's all I wanted, and I made it happen, but it didn't just happen because I wanted it.
Right. I agree with you too, but that's not what the secret
is. That's not what that's saying. So chill on the Oprah for President chat, please. Like, Oprah, why doesn't she should just hop on to the Bernie bandwagon.
Yeah. Even if it's not Bernie Sanders,
just
though.
I'm
not trying to be the annoying Bernie guy. Someone with, we know what their fucking policies are and that they're good.
There's a bunch of like legitimate, interesting, exciting options on the table that are already elected officials. It's fine.
And we know what their policies are. That's the most important thing. Not even that Oprah's a billionaire. I don't care. I wouldn't mind a billionaire being the president if they had good politics. But we don't know what her politics are. That's the fucking problem to me. Like, Trump needs to be the rock bottom, where everything that's been going downhill in this country that led to Trump being the worst of all of it becomes the very like rock bottom of our government, and then we start going left. That doesn't happen, then all these 4 years or whatever it is going to be are wasted. You know, we're just suffering through Trump, and we're going to go right back to the shithole that we were in before Trump. A slightly less terrifying shithole. That doesn't work. We need to Trump needs to be the turning point.
Yes, agreed.
A slightly less terrifying shithole was the nickname in high school.
Love it. Still is.
All right, let's play some voicemails. We're going to have Rivers of Nile. That was a good one, Nile.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're going to have Rivers of Nile sitting in just a few minutes.
You'll be able to chat with them.
I poop so much.
Yeah, that's why. Bruno and Sid poop as much times a day as each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Rob will know because he babysat for me.
Yeah, Bruno.
How do you say babysat Sid?
Well, for a few years.
It's true.
Bruno and I, we had a similar poop pattern today in that, like, he pooped, then he started walking, and then it was like, oh, wait, I'm not done. I'm going to poop again.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I got home, I had to poop.
Then he started walking.
And then I stood up, and I'm like about to hop in the shower, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. I got to poop again. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting.
The other day, I think it was when we were going to strip house. I got in the shower. I'm like 3/4 done, and I had to fucking take a shit. And I had to get out of the shower, take a shit, wipe, and go back in the shower.
Did you leave the water running?
No. Why? Why would I do
dry off?
Of course. What am I going to do?
Put a towel down.
Sit on the toilet with a wet ass?
Wait, were you sitting on the toilet naked then, or did you have the towel around you? Like,
what do you mean?
Around your chest.
What?
Why would he do that?
I wouldn't put it. Why would I put a towel on? To shit? No one's in the room.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So you're completely butt naked on the toilet pooping.
Yes.
Is this a controversial thing to do?
I just want to paint the picture.
She's painting the mental image.
Painting quite a picture.
She never did answer which of her friends she would date. This might be all tied in.
We boil it down. We realize nobody.
Because yeah,
that's why we're friends.
Yeah. Who are the other candidates besides Rob?
In terms of single friends, I don't want to say that.
Marty.
Yeah.
Okay. Marty discussed.
Marty, is he single? We don't even know.
He is single. Okay, and he did come up, and the answer was no.
He's a published author, you know.
Is he really?
Is he?
Yeah, I have his book. He did a book of photography.
Oh, that's right.
It's just we can't date our friends, but we're hoping that our friends have single friends, eligible bachelors.
Mm, you don't want to date my friends.
All the single ladies.
You don't want to.
All of your friends are sitting in the same room as me right now.
Well, my point stands. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so at any point during the week. If you have some feedback, go to metalinjection.net/livecast. hit the SpeakPipe widget. It's on every episode page. You can record right from your phone or record a voice memo with your phone or with your computer microphone and email it to hatemail@metalinjection.net. If you don't feel like speaking, you'd rather type something to us, you can email hatemail@metalinjection.net with your message there. Or you can tweet us at MILivecast on Facebook or facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And we're also on YouTube, posting episodes on YouTube now, youtube.com/MILivecast. So let's hear some voicemail from throughout the week. Let's start with Jack.
What's up, Livecast crew? This is Jack from the San Francisco Bay Area. I just wanted to wish 3D a happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And I had a couple things. I wanted to, you guys, not this last show, but the week before, you talked about the early dawn of CDs and the ridiculous long boxes that they came in, mm-hmm. which were actually called long boxes.
Sure.
And couldn't understand why they would do that. And I can tell you why they did that, actually. And it was primarily because, well, it was completely because they wanted them to be able to fit into record store bins and still be viewable and be able to flip through them. You know, basically record stores were all set up to have bin after bin after bin after bin of LPs. And they wanted to be able to just drop CDs into those record bins without the record stores having to retrofit and get new displays. So there's a little piece of trivia for you.
Thanks. That's very interesting.
And yeah, that's about it. You guys have a happy 2018. It's already starting off rad. Hope you guys are doing well and look forward to the next show. Thanks, guys. Rock on. Nice.
Thanks, Jack. That was very helpful, actually.
Yeah.
We love when a listener contributes to a conversation.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Very helpful. All right, moving on. We have one from Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Hey, Livecast crew. It is Jonathan from Texas. Just wanted to call and wish you all a happy new year, a little late. And Dorinsky, a very happy birthday, a little late as well. So this Saturday, I'm excited. I'm going to go see Corrosion of Conformity and Black Label Society. And gearing up for that, I found myself listening to a lot of COC and BLS. And it got me thinking, am I doing overkill? You know, am I listening too much? Am I going to burn myself out? Or am I just getting myself excited for the show? Anyway, I just wanted to see how you guys treat that.
If you're
going to a show, do you actively listen to the band you're about to go see? Or do you avoid seeing them? Anyway, just wanted to see what you guys' thoughts were. Take care, guys. Bye.
You know, for the longest time, I would not listen to a band before going to see them because in my head I felt like I was going to spoil the show. But I've learned that is incorrect. And instead, it's more fun to do, I found, what you're doing, Jonathan, which is listen to the music in prep to hype yourself
up. Not the
up.
Day of. In the week leading up to, yes. But the day of, you should have a clean slate when you go in. That should be the first time you hear the music is when they play.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I don't think there's like a right or wrong way of doing it. I think it's actually like that you're so interested.
I mean, it's not your first rodeo, Jonathan. I'm sure you've done it both ways before, and you know which one works better for you. You don't need us to tell you. You just trust your own tastes.
There you go. All right, we got one from God's Tomper. Oh, no, God's Tomper.
Oh, such a variety this week.
Yo, what up, guys? So, Rob, are you going to take the challenge, or are you going to shrimp out?
What? What? What's
the challenge?
Did he leave a voicemail last week and he's following up? I don't remember. Did he say something on the show? Did he call
in? He did. Let's see what he said last week. I don't remember.
Yo, first episode of the year. What's up, guys? I'm excited. Fuck yeah. Happy birthday, Darren, motherfucker.
Oh, wait.
Hey, it's me again. Just wanted to say, hey, Rob, I'll challenge you.
Oh.
To a shrimp eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And you're not going to call me God Stomper no more. You're going to be calling me Rob Stomper. Rob Stomper. Rob Stomper. Rob Stomper.
I accept the challenge and you will lose. And Rob will be the Stomper of God Stomper.
Aren't you going to be on the West Coast in a few weeks? You could meet up with him and actually do this.
Sure, I'm going to be at NAMM.
Yeah.
This needs to be recorded.
Yes.
We got one more. We got one more.
Wait, hold on.
From God
Before
Stomper.
You play. Oh, it's about him. Okay, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. There's a YouTuber of the name Winnie Wisconsin. She has a video up talking about 10 reasons why you should have sex with your dog.
What?
No. It's pretty cringy. If you guys haven't watched it, you should watch it. If not, I think it'd be pretty funny to have it up in the live cast and give your thoughts on it. That's it. Oh. Hey, Rob, take the challenge, damn it.
Ha! I'll take the challenge. Be
why
the
are you
name.
Ducking him, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, this shall not stand. This treason of shrimp. I'm down for it, and you will lose. I will win because I can eat shrimp all night long.
Okay.
So now, what were you going to say, Darren?
I was going to say, what are the terms of this shrimp challenge?
Like,
yeah, and
keep
like, what
eating
kind of shrimp?
Until
fried, peel and eat.
I
no,
would
no,
assume
no, no.
peel
That's
and eat.
The rules. I mean, like, what is the terms? Like, we have determined a winner now. What does the winner get?
The winner shouldn't have to pay for this.
The loser has to buy the winner a $200 Red Lobster gift card.
Okay. Whoa. Why that's Red Lobster?
Because it's what a seafood place that is bi-coastal.
I think it should be not monetary, but something humiliating some way. Hmm. Mildly humiliating.
Hmm. Shrimp enema?
Oh, that's a little too much. we'll have to think about it. Leave us a voicemail if you have a suggestion on what it should be. But, yeah, I'm going to be at NAMM in Anaheim from the 24th of January to the 27th of January. And maybe we could do a meetup on the 27th. Some of our L.A. listeners, if you're willing to drive down to Anaheim. Because
you should
meet
them at Disneyland.
I'll be in Vegas for that week, so you should come by.
Yeah, we'll swing on by.
Find some central location.
Will
you
do a meetup in Vegas, Darren?
Well, who's there that wants to meet up with me?
619, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yo, what's up? This is Hugo.
How's it going, Hugo?
It's going okay. I heard Noah was getting desperate.
Are you offering?
What do you propose?
How desperate?
Well, how bad are you?
Yeah, send a picture.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, like,
we need to know more about you to determine what her level of desperation is.
Nah, I'm just saying. I have a girlfriend.
Better hope so.
Also, I'll challenge Rob to a weed smoking contest.
Oh, well.
All these guys are going right into Rob's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, I got to tell you something, Hugo. I am an expert smoker, but you are on the West Coast, so your tolerance is arguably stronger than mine.
I was just going to ask you, of those two things, which would you feel more confident in winning? The shrimp, right?
The shrimp, yeah, for sure. Because with the smoking...
Yeah, that's right.
With the smoking, I am the biggest pothead I know. But I don't know how big of a pothead Hugo is. And, like, if we introduce waxes into the equation, I would lose immediately. I would rather do an all-herbal challenge. And I think I wouldn't be as confident as in the shrimp eating, but I would be pretty confident. That's how it is. Like, how would we determine who wins if someone can't smoke anymore?
Time I tried it, my friend passed out.
Passed out?
We were smoking dabs and blunts and shit, and then we were at a bar, and he just hit the floor.
Yeah. Well, see, if I were to do this, I would not want dabs to be a part of the equation. That's what I mean. That's with the wax. Because that is just fucking... Freebasing marijuana, essentially.
Yeah.
So, would it you just keep smoking every few minutes, or how did it work?
Just constantly, I guess. So someone can't, like, they're either coughing too much and they want to stop, or shit like that.
I see. Now, do you enjoy, how do you prefer to ingest marijuana? Blunt, dabs, bong?
A bong.
I'm a bong guy.
Okay, how do you feel about shrimp flavored water in a bong? Bong water.
Oh, I don't like shrimp, so I don't want anything shrimp related.
Well, you would lose the shrimp eating contest. That's
I wouldn't enter the shrimp eating contest.
Because you'd lose.
I'll watch. I'm down to meet up and watch it.
All right.
I'll go to LA.
We have a very large California listener base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rob's going to do a meet and greet instead of him. Anaheim, you should go meet him.
Yeah, maybe I'll find a bar and do like an actual meetup and then we
should
do a live cast.
I'm
down. Right, well,
like 2 hours away.
If you're listening and you are in the LA area and you are down to do this, leave us a comment on Facebook or on Twitter and let me know. And if there's enough people, I will totally do this. I'm pretty free on Saturday. So yeah. All right, we're gonna let you go.
All right, I'm one.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Wait, did he say what I think he said?
Juan.
I wasn't sure we were breaking up then.
Well,
wait. We have some emails as well. This one is, hello, Metal Injection Livecast. My name is Jesper. I live in Denmark. I've been listening to you guys farting and chewing for about 3 years.
Aw, sweetie.
I love your show, and I would very much like to call in sometime, but it's like 3 a.m. in Denmark when you guys are on, and I have a life, so...
Okay.
Sorry to hear that. Well, that's, you could always leave a voicemail or do the email stitch like you're doing. By the way, Jesper emailed hatemail@metalinjection.net. He has a question for each of us.
Oh, a different one for each of us?
Yes.
Nice.
Very involved. Rob, have you ever smoked hash from a hole in the ground with a Danish friend?
Hash from a hole in the ground, Rob's nickname in high school.
Sounds like something your friend would tell you will get you high.
Yeah.
That really doesn't.
I have never.
You just dug a hole and shit in it.
And then you end up with a Sharpie dick on your forehead.
I have not. I cannot say I have.
Take it to like a geyser or something.
Oh, my
National
God.
Park. Hey, man, dude.
One of those hot springs.
You yeah. smoke out of here. It's just like hash, dude.
And then you end up looking like James Hetfield.
Now, 3D, he asks something. He asks a question that is actually, there's an inaccurate implication in it.
Okay.
So I'd like
Uh-oh.
To start that out. Do you still watch Meat Holes Porn?
No, I do. Never did.
Never watched Meat Holes Porn.
That was a
porn.
Meme that was on the show.
Yes.
That because we were mentioning all kinds of like wild and crazy porn, and I worked in a store where I had seen the box of Meat Holes Porn,
right.
And just because I knew that, it became a joke that I watched. It's like this disgusting type of porn.
What is Meat Holes?
It's just like
it's
really
just like
rough
abuse porn.
Yeah, like I have no interest in shit like that. So
that's
we,
right.
Hopefully, we can extinguish that meme now from here
yeah.
on in.
And then Sid,
do you still watch Meat Holes Porn? Yes.
No, he wonders how often do you shower? I don't know what a
mostly every day, sometimes every other day, depending on if I'm going anywhere or not.
How many days have you gone without showering?
In my life?
In your life.
I'm sure a good amount of days.
In recent memory.
In a couple?
More than two?
Maybe if like my wife was on vacation and it was just me in the apartment not going anywhere.
Last week it was like so cold.
So cold.
And I didn't go to the gym. Like if I go to the gym, I always shower after. There's a shower there.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think I went like 3 or 4 days without showering.
Oh, you shower at the gym?
Of course.
Wait, we just buried the lead. You went 3 or 4 days without showering?
I think it was more 3 days that I went.
Okay.
It was just too cold.
Take a steaming shower. Steaming hot.
I'm like a cat.
Nice
can't.
Sauna.
Oh,
I like to steam it all up and hang out in there for a little bit. Noah,
you
really thought this one out. What is your favorite question?
What?
That sounds like he just gave up.
Yeah. What?
He ends with, back after this.
It's not that one.
My favorite question is, what is your favorite question? Thanks for asking.
Okay.
What was that one?
Then we have this one from Becca, which is very touching. Hi, guys. Been listening for about 3 years, and I've never called in. But I just want to share with you all that I recently had to put my 10-year-old cat to sleep.
Oh,
wow, that's young for a
cat.
Yeah.
The night of, I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't stop crying. She says, pathetic, I know. I don't think that's pathetic
not
at
all.
But throughout that night, I was listening to some of the archive episodes, and during one of the music breaks, started laughing out of nowhere because of the Love the Way You Lie / Iron Sheik parody that had played, and I thought it was so hilarious. Sorry if this was pointless. I just wanted to let you guys know that the show never fails to cheer me up when I need it. So thank you, guys.
Should we play this?
Well, we'll play it when Rivers of Nile come up so that we have a little break. But, Becca, that is very sweet of you. We're very sorry to hear about your cat.
I got a little teary-eyed when Rob was reading that. I touched
him. And Sid can relate. He recently lost his cat.
Over the summer.
A couple days
before my birthday.
Were you teary-eyed?
Fuck yeah. It was more than teary-eyed. It was so hysterical. By the time we put him to sleep, it had been such a rough couple months that it was almost like finally like his suffering stops.
Mm-hmm.
But along that path, there were definitely multiple crying fits.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like just so hard to lose an animal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still cry over my first dog, my golden retriever.
Oh, what was the golden retriever?
Pluto.
Pluto. Yeah, I do remember.
And he got hit by a car.
Oh God. How long ago was that?
It was in 2005.
Damn.
December 2005. I'll never forget it.
Was it that same guy that would drive in front of your building and jerk off when looking at you? You were wearing an especially tight outfit that day, and he just ran right into
looking...
your dog.
Yeah, he was so distracted.
Yeah.
Crossing the street, he didn't notice that a dog on the wall.
Unbelievable.
Well, this last one I just realized is from Eggers, but we'll read it, even though Sarah had called in earlier. Did the live cast used to play wrestling video games when you were younger?
Yes.
If so, what were your favorites?
Oh, I have a ton of favorites.
Well,
Fire Pro would be my number one of all time.
I don't know that one.
It's like Japanese, but you could basically like there were American wrestlers in it too. Mm-hmm. There were all these mods for it and everything.
Oh.
So there was that.
What era was this and what system? Was it a computer game?
It was a computer game, and it was also like Famicom, I think, I want to say.
Okay.
I played it on my computer.
Okay.
And then there was NES Pro Wrestling, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And Royal Rumble for that.
Yeah, that was
a
really
great
good
one. We could pick up this discussion again.
I don't know. My favorite. Oh, so he mentioned WrestleMania, the arcade game. That was so good because
it wasn't even like a wrestling.
It was a Mortal Kombat game, but with wrestlers.
Right.
But they did it really well.
It was like ridiculous.
It was
just
like
over the top.
The studio, and they really, really nailed it.
Yep.
Remember the last one you really put time in before realizing you may be too old for this?
Well, I still play them. I have like MAME, and I play these old arcade wrestling games. Matt Mania is another good one.
You ever play Champion Wrestler?
Yes.
That was my all-time favorite one.
That was the first game where you could beat the shit out of a manager.
Uh-huh.
You could take the manager and bring him in the ring.
Use weapons.
Yep.
As you won more, your outfit changed. You got like more elaborate. It was the best. The old movie theater in our old neighborhood.
Like King's Highway. I remember. That's where I played it.
I'd specifically just make up an excuse to go to the theater and not watch the movie and just spend 2 hours playing that game.
Fantastic.
And Eggers ends that 3D is into fighters. I'd love to have the opportunity to play him in some Saturday Night Slam Masters on SNES.
Oh, I love Saturday Night. That wasn't really like a fighting game, though. That was a wrestling game, Saturday Night.
My favorite
fighting game of all time is Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Nice. Well, let's play Love the Way You Lie. Yeah. We have our guests coming into the studio, so we're going to get them on the air, but we're going to take a moment, and we're going to have Rivers of Nile in the stewed.
Just gonna stand there, watch me burn.
This is Iron Sheik.
That's alright, because I like the way it hurts.
You fucking suck.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's alright, because I love the way you lie.
Bullshit!
Love the way you lie.
Do you remember fighting the guy from Killer Bee, WrestleMania 3? His name was Brian Blair. No, you can't explain it, but he makes you so enraged. Go insane, see him double. Wanna fuck him in his ass and make him humble? You always talk about him, how he's such a nasty sack, fantasizing how you wanna take him down. Cause he's such a crazy Arab, wanna punch and secure his pile, drive a camel clutch and throw him down. Pin him to take off the trunks and start to fuck him in the ass. He deserves it cause he stole your coat. Such a phony, didn't even give you half. Didn't leave you nothing but a gram. That was bullshit. Man, they must be joking. Now he has a job just because he's blowing Hulk Hogan, but you promised him that you wouldn't make him pay. See him at the indie shows, but he always runs away, and it makes you sad. Now you're sitting there crying like a lady, because that's why they call you Sheiky Baby.
Just gonna stay.
I'm your fucking piece of shit. I'm your numbly motherfucker. You're a cocksucker motherfucker. I know they did this back worse than Michael Jackson. Bullshit!
I love the way you
act. Fucking bullshit!
Now, Hulk, I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And I said that your daughter was a tranny. Drag queen, rubbed her down with lotion and you fucked her. She was just 15, looks like you in makeup and a dress. Okay, that's me, my bad. I was high on mescaline and speed. Maybe I should not have slapped you with my cock and MSG. Maybe that's what happens when a California meets an Iranian. All I know is when I see the view, it feels amazing. Come on, Hulk, don't wanna fight for the leg stop. Why you wanna beat me in the face and do a leg drop? Choke me till my breast stop. Wind up in a cell block. Listen to me rambling, I'm as coked up as Xbox. Next time, I will make your son cry. I apologize even to your ugly wife. Okay, I can't do this. I am not sorry, Hogan, you're a punk. If you ever try to fuck with me again,
I can break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass.
Just gonna
you fucking suck. I'm not gonna talk anymore, I'm down now.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Landington. This show is a lot like Recess at the Concentration Camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Get ready, the Masa. A Metal Injection live cast returns now.
All right. We're back on the air. Well, we've been on. The music is on the air, too. That's not a proper phrase. But we have Rivers of Nile here with us.
Hello.
And the entire band. Lots of
YOLO.
Lots of nihilists, right, guys? Am I right now? Mm-hmm. But on mic right now, Jake, and we have Adam. Or do you prefer Big? I don't. We're not here. Hold on. But his close friends call him Big.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, hello.
See, once I refer to you properly, then the mic works.
Yeah, to see, yeah. Everything else is rejected.
Now, you guys have an album coming out, but you're being very secretive about it.
Yeah, I guess that can be, you can say that.
I just did say it.
You did.
We can expose that secret.
I love that a band is doing like a press tour, but they're not really mentioning their album. It's a very unique way of doing press. I like it.
We've been talking about it a little bit today, here and there. Yeah.
Well, what can you talk about? What is on the record here?
A lot of songs, a couple songs here and there. There's electric guitars.
A lot of new beginnings for Rivers. I'll say that.
Yeah.
A lot of new
sounds that we haven't done before.
Mm-hmm. So like, you're finally introducing a little calypso into the music.
Now, would you be willing, we had a suggestion in our chat that the first caller gets to name the album. Would you be into that, or that's off the table?
we do have an album, a name, but we'll.
But you would consider.
Yeah. We'll take something into consideration.
Well,
sure.
If you would like to call and offer an album title to Rivers of Nile, the number to dial is 213-943-3688. An easy way to remember it is 213-WIDE-NUTS.
Wide Nuts.
Get ugly.
Happy coincidence.
That is the number, and we were allowed by your label to play a little preview of the
of the new album, which we'll be playing in a bit. Where did you guys work on the album? Did you guys do it at home? Or did you go,
A little mix of...
We'll mix it both.
Yeah, yeah. Brody, our guitar player, has a pretty decent home setup and creates some pretty massive sounding demos for us, along with... he does the final tracks for the guitars and bass in his home studio. We had some supplemental instrumentation done with some friends of ours, some horns and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Horns.
Horns.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not metal horns, like the musical instrument. Because metal horns, they don't really translate in audio.
I think that they're made of metal. But
fair. Yeah. Fair point.
And then we took what we did and we took it over to Atrium Audio in Lancaster with our good buddies Carson and Grant, who you might know from doing August Burns Red,
mm-hmm.
and like a host of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Black Dahlia Murder. Black Rat Initiative. Black Dahlia Murder.
And then we did vocals and drums there and mixed the record. Had an awesome time doing it.
And now... you're out promoting. How many interviews do you guys have today? Because you're doing a little press tour today.
Number four?
It's like four-ish.
I think we're number four.
Yeah.
We're on a roll, man.
Well, this is more of like a hang, though. This is not so much of an interview.
More like a hangout.
It's very informal.
Sit and talk.
Mm-hmm. I wish more interviews had snacks.
It feels like a podcast.
You're on the Metal Injection Live.
What are these scumbags? They don't bring out any pretzels or anything? What's up with that?
It's the least they can do.
Dipsy doodles?
Beer.
There were no Dipsy doodles earlier today. I'll tell you that much.
Unreal. Get your shit. Unbelievable.
We try to be as professional as possible
while cramming snacks into our faces.
Yeah, I got bugles and everything.
Oh, do we have bugles?
Do we? I thought there were bugles in that.
No, dude, if there were bugles.
Let me retract my statement.
They would be on Sid's fingers and he'd be eating them like
right now.
I don't want to be a bugle Indian giver. There may not be bugles. I apologize.
Bugles are gone.
Do you guys have a go-to snack when you're in the studio? Is there a go-to? Is there something that doesn't provide a lot of crunch so it doesn't get on the mic, you know? Because we have that problem with
we.
With a royal we.
I don't do a lot of crunch, but I suck on a lot of Ricola.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
If we were on like a steady diet of cough drops and burritos.
Burritos, yes.
There's a pretty slamming burrito place on the street.
So how was the bathroom in that studio? Obliterated by the end of it, right?
Every time.
Every time.
Every time we do a record anywhere.
I'm always scared that someone's going to kick that door down. I'm in there doing my thing. But haven't happened yet.
Has that ever happened on the road where you're
Every time. Every time we're at the road.
Every time.
At least happens once. Like where you're in a public stall and someone's like, oh, no one's in here. And like, if I kick the door in, you know, I'm just here taking a crap.
I really feel for bands because when I go to the bathroom, that's like my me time, you know? And I feel like when you're in a band and you're touring, I guess like if you get to the venue early enough, then you can kind of do it. But there's never really that.
if you get to the venue early enough, you can sneak into the ladies' room before.
I was just going
to
say that. Yeah. That's the trick.
That is the trick.
But it's still like very not glamorous. You're just your standards of me time just drop dramatically the longer you're on tour.
I totally have like a rule of thumb policy where if I have to go to the bathroom before the show starts, I do it right before the show starts, and I'll hold it.
It's a mad rush
later.
For the toilet.
Okay,
doors.
So I was listening to Howard Stern, and he was talking about how he went to see the Bruce Springsteen play, and he could not, like, he really had to go to the bathroom, but he just couldn't go because he felt like he would get recognized. So if you go to the bathroom, well, I guess you have the bathroom backstage, but, like, if you don't have a bathroom backstage, if it's a smaller venue, you know, like, how do you feel about walking in there and getting stopped by fans?
Especially, they're there to see you.
Yeah. Do you get nervousness?
Honestly, it's not the first thing on my mind. The first thing on my mind is to get that shit out of my body.
Quite literally.
But usually if I see someone and I can tell they recognize me or something like that, I just give them I give them the nod of acknowledgement that they see me, but I'm about to go poop. So
he's in a hurry.
So if they push past that and they want to do like a shit selfie with you or something,
If they do, I'll ask them to come join me and hand me toilet paper.
Have you ever been in the stall?
Make yourself useful.
Have you been in the stall and then the person that recognizes you is like, hey man, I love your band. I just want to let you know I have a band.
And would you want to like listen to my demo? Maybe we can play some shows together.
Haven't happened yet, but I hope it does now.
That's well, the thing. If you're enterprising, you bring a boombox with you, and you slide. You just hit play and slide it right in.
Yeah,
you
right.
Can't
try
and
play it through the door. It's fine too. This is great marketing advice for.
I can only
man.
Hope.
But we have another way for you to promote your unsigned band, which is we're going to be playing Thrash It or Trash It with Rivers of Nile, where we're going to be judging bands live on the air on your expert opinions.
Yeah,
we'll be doing that momentarily. And if you give us a call at 213-943-3688, you will
get priority
in having your band played.
Must be an unsigned band, remember.
Yes, unsigned band. We don't want to. We don't need to be playing Leprosy by Death, okay? We don't need to be judging that. The word is out on it. It's good. It's good. Everyone likes it.
Bring it on.
We're going to do that in a bit. Do you guys have some touring lined up? Are you guys going to be busy this next year?
We've got some pretty positive news today about some stuff going on, but I don't think we
can't
can talk
about
it. We can't
talk about it. It's so secret. This is the most secretive band in heavy metal.
I love that gimmick. It's a great gimmick.
I like this form of marketing by not marketing. You make people want it. You
yeah,
make people really
yeah.
want it.
Stuff's gonna
you gotta
happen.
You gotta work. You gotta dig to find
you gotta
what it is we're
yeah.
doing.
You gotta
the
drop.
Let's
pull
team.
A Tom DeLonge on you, but we can't talk about anything. We want to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just talk about pooping the whole time. It's no big deal.
It's a robust subject.
It is.
But it'll be on Metal Blade Records, the new album, right?
Yes.
No matter
can you
what.
Confirm that, at least? Can you tell us that?
I don't know.
We're
yes.
hoping.
Yes. See, now you guys have been in New York. Have you guys done anything other than do interviews in New York? Or?
Today?
Yeah.
We stopped and got – no, that's a lie because we stopped and got food.
Oh, yeah?
And it was awesome. We went to – what was it? Taco Shop?
Dumbo. Taco Dumbo. I wish
– were you in Dumbo, the area?
Is yeah, I think that's what it was called. Yeah.
It was a pleasurable break.
Yeah.
And a good bite.
Like a nice upscale taco place, or
yeah, pretty decent. Well, yeah,
It was upscale in my body. I tell you that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be downscale shortly.
I feel like it's kind of hard to ruin a taco. Like even if it's a bad taco, it's a fucking good taco.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
I have had some very, very scary tacos though.
Well, the aftermath is. But
no,
like,
no, I don't even mean that.
Really?
I mean bad tacos, like awful tacos.
But you ate it.
Yeah, I did. But I went. It was actually when we were doing the show where you used to live a few years ago. There was a taco truck right outside your house, and that shit tasted like paper. It's fucking disgusting. Awful. It went right through my body and just ran to almost completely undigested in the same form that it went in.
If only you remembered the specific episode, people could go back and listen to see if you showed any signs of bowel discomfort.
That's a good point. Yeah. No, but I think, unfortunately, I think it was after. Sorry, guys. But you could still check.
Yeah.
Can I get that breaking news music?
Sure.
Because I just got some information from some very important people that we are allowed to inform the world on what the new album title will be.
Yeah.
But, all right. I mean, I think we should really let our guests
choose what? I'd like to hear some guesses from people.
Yeah.
some guesses on what
guesses.
The album title.
Not guessing.
Let's have some guesses. With some guesses first, some guesses.
Yeah.
See what happens.
That's fair. Well, I can say that the album is out March 16th.
Oh, okay.
On Metal Blade Records. It's confirmed. Breaking news. We go to our senior White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has nothing to add. Well, to this particular topic. He's not really up on the Rivers of Nile.
So is Jim Acosta here? I got nothing, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Also, you know, we're going to play a little preview of a track.
Yeah.
Because we got that cleared.
Are we playing a full track or a preview?
No,
of
a preview of a track.
Okay.
You can't play the full track. You'll hear the full track next month.
Okay.
So exciting.
But the track, it's a very long track. It's a 6.5-minute song.
There's
a bunch
of those on the record.
That's not even the longest track. It's great. 8.5 minutes is the longest track.
Yeah.
The longest track is 8.5 minutes.
Yeah,
I feel like you
should
know this.
Yeah. I was
you were whispering, Rob. I mean.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It's my own fault. Well, let's hear this. Let's thrash or trash. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
Trash it. Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
I mean, originally that's what Thrash It or Trash It was. Like, we were only supposed to play like 20 seconds of a song, but now we kind of like extended
it. Yeah, we started out by saying we just want to get a flavor, like a knee-jerk reaction to it. But some of these songs had like that we play, they have like an hour and 20 minute intros, you know.
So we'd have to like skip around.
And we need to hear like everything.
Right. So we've raised it to a minute.
Well, let's hear a little more of this.
Hard cut.
Hot.
The hottest.
Got
the brakes.
Got to hear that. You got to wait for the full signal.
That was very heavy.
That is
holy. Holy heaviness.
You sound very angry. Great production, too. You really hear that bass line, funky bass.
Yeah. It came out pretty nice, I think.
I like when I'm listening to music and I can hear like every layer of instruments where it's not like just kind of squashed together and I could just kind of hear.
Yeah, I think we're kind of a band that like especially when we're in the studio, it's a big focus to make sure everybody has spotlight here and there, and then it's not just like one particular member or instrument just kind of running the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important. It's just everybody gets across the board gets a message that gets to be heard.
Yeah, that was definitely a clear focus, I think, on this record. There's a lot going on musically.
Yeah, there's a lot.
All over the place. So we want everybody to hear every little thing that's out there.
Is there singing on the album?
Definitely.
Yeah, there's some singing
definitely
on the
is.
Album.
I will be honest, you know, completely unbiased, you know our record. But I think there's a great balance. I don't think it's in excess by any means.
So there's like a big radio hit? Big radio hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there an Enter Sandman on the song?
not really. Yeah. There's just, I don't know. Like, we avoided the issue of like doing like a clean song chorus repeat thing, and we just kind of it just lands where it needs to, I think.
Absolutely.
So how did you like? Why did you use horns on this? Or like, can you tell us a little bit about like the horn player?
It started with. A friend of ours that Brody had, you know, done some recording work with his band. A friend of ours named Zach Strauss. He's an amazing saxophone player and saxophonist. And he contributed a good handful of segments on the record. Like he's all over the thing. And you have another guy named Sean Carter. Another friend of a friend type of guy, played some trumpet on the record as well. We just had, you know, access to these really talented dudes who, you know, were fans of what we were doing and wanted to be involved. So
all within arm's reach.
Yeah. So we didn't want to tell them no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually have a sample of the sax solo right away.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's him. It's pretty lit.
Pretty legit. You really got a talented player here.
I mean, it's like horns are like a really good melodic instrument that I think is not like used enough. So I just always find it really like charming when metal bands know how to like incorporate it in their music.
I think it's happening more and more lately. I'm into it.
Yeah, it's like we're aware that it's like we're not the first band to do it, but
it's tasteful.
That's
what it's all about mostly. It's the tastefulness of the album.
Like, it's just the quality of this guy's performance is
to a level where like I don't care how many other bands have done it. It's just it's just awesome. So I wasn't about to like be like, no, you can't play this sweet saxophone solo on our record. Yeah.
Cool.
Are you going to bring a sax player on tour so you could do the songs live as intended?
Got to pay that guy. Get it out. Money out of their pockets. Sorry.
Maybe you could like guitar tech too. Like two jobs.
Why would a talented saxophonist want to waste his time
in the country? How often do saxophonists get to tour the country?
They barely get work.
Well, it's mostly in like a specific location.
Yeah.
Are you arguing for the saxophonist?
Sure, why not?
He could argue his own battles.
He's not here. Somebody's got.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. It proves my point that they don't travel that much. They'd like to. Thank you.
It would be cool to bring him out. But
I think I
feel like if he were to stand in a live performance with us, it would be more of like a CD release local at home kind of ordeal.
I'd like to do like at least at some point do a like big full orchestration version of some of these songs in a live setting at some point. But as far as touring goes, I don't think our business is quite that that ready for that and that big of a burden.
Maybe you could just like bring a saxophone and then just ask if anybody in the audience will play. If they do, then you play that song. If not, you wait till the next
one. Get everybody involved, you know.
Yeah.
You're a very crowdsourced band. You're going to let the crowd name your album.
We don't know what we're doing. Everybody do it for us.
Yeah. I'll just call the Boston Pops. See what they're doing. Yeah. Jump on stage with them.
Yeah. We should give out the phone number in case anybody wants to call in.
That's right, because it's almost time for everybody's favorite game show. It's called Thrash It or Trash It. And if you want to be a part of it, all you got to do is dial 203-943-3688.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
All right.
Our high-quality production.
Yeah. So the game is simple. You know, we listen to about a minute and a half of a song. We're going to fade it down, and then we each decide if we thrash the song, which obviously means we like it, or if we trash the song, which means we do not like it.
Can I give like 5 or 10 seconds worth of elaboration why you think it sucks or is awesome?
Yeah.
Constructive criticism. Okay.
And the game is a little harder now because if you get a unanimous thrash, the person submitting the track wins a prize.
And we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
But
but it's usually good, pretty good prizes we have.
So we'll kick it off with Donish submitting a band named Hive.
H-I-V-E?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Industrial shit. First Nine Inch Nails album.
Yeah. No, it's almost like the wire is not plugged in all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's plugged in now.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
There it comes. Oh, no.
So we're transitioning into the breakdown part.
I was getting ready to mosh.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Hive.
That was a Blue Balls mosh there.
Yeah. I was getting ready to pick up coins from the floor.
They pulled the rug out from under our mosh.
I know that's what they were setting up. But, all right. Jake, what do you think? Do you thrash it or trash it?
Oh, man. If it's a white, if it's a black and white answer.
Yes.
There's also a mild thrash.
You can get.
I will say that mildly thrash. It's not necessarily my cup of tea.